Do you know what is the oldest method of transferring knowledge, transferring information? Think about it. What is the oldest way we would teach someone something? If you're thinking pencil and paper, or even if you're thinking writing on a cave wall, well, that's wrong. The oldest way that we would transfer knowledge from one human being to another is the art of storytelling. Now, it's the oldest, and some would argue it's the best way to teach someone something new. But not only is it a great way to transfer knowledge, well, everyone loves a good story. Welcome to this edition of the Message Builder My Action Plan email series audio files, Corporate Storytelling. This is going to be a preview into corporate storytelling that you can use to increase the effectiveness of your message. Let's go back to what I said earlier. Everyone loves a good story. Business success stories, corporate history, relationship, or even culture stories help us gain perspective and develop our personal identities within our own organization. Stories of others who have put their values into action or who have taken risk can motivate us to try our own adventures. Stories about people living out their values can teach us how to put our values into action as well. Audiences will remember stories that touch their emotions. If you can add emotion to the story in a way that touches the audience, it can add to the impact of the message. Remember, the higher the impact, the higher the attention, which means the higher the retention. As mentioned in our other email audio files, the higher the attention and retention, the more likely they'll do what you need them to do. Now, stories can be found everywhere. When you think of it, your life and the lives of those around you is a story. There are various stories. So make sure that you're being observant. Capture those moments, write them down, then use them to enhance your communication. We can get these stories from really four different sources. You can use your own story, the my story approach, something that has happened to you. You can use other people, now either other people's lives or other people's stories, experiences, and things they've shared with you. You can use a historical story, something that you know from the textbooks back when we were in school, or something new that you've learned within your adulthood. We can use history as means of telling stories. And the last, we can use fictional stories. I've got to say, one of my favorite types of storytelling that I do is I will retell some of my favorite scenes from some of my favorite movies and make that connection to a life lesson or to a corporate lesson. Those are the various sources that we can get our stories, ourselves, other people, history, or fiction. But now, what are the elements of a good story structure? There are four pieces that make a good story structure. Number one, it has to have characters. Characters that you can introduce to the audience. And if you can give one or two of those characters some names, we as humans connect even deeper with those characters. The next thing a good story has is a rising action. We meet our characters at the beginning of the story, and as the story builds, there are certain actions that begin to take place that start to pull us in. Now, the next step that really drags us in is going to be the third element, and that is a struggle or an obstacle our characters must overcome. This is the peak of your story, and this is where you have the highest level of attention, because now we as an audience are wondering, How are we going to overcome it? The last piece of that story, the resolution. Giving the resolution, giving the overcome and outcome of the struggle now not only makes us feel better as humans, but this is your chance to connect. What is the point? What are you trying to get across with your story? And what can we learn? So before you go to add a story to your meeting, to your presentation, ask yourself these two questions. Will a story help you achieve the purpose of the presentation? And what does your audience expect and want? Answering these two questions will help you identify what is a good story to tell, where will you get the story from using one of our four sources, and lastly, it'll help you identify each one of those elements. Who are the characters? What's the rising action? What is the struggle? And what is the resolution that we can learn from? Everybody loves a good story. Even executives who feel that you may misuse their time in a meeting, they love stories too. What we have to be cautious of, are we telling the right story for the right reason at the right time? So in one of your next meetings, in one of your next presentations, find yourself a good story that you can relate to the business topic that you are presenting on and watch your audience be captivated and want to know, what was the resolution? What can I learn? And can I hear more?